My name is Biscoquene. I am a hunter from Lac the Flamel. I hunt for the health of my family and I hunt for the health of my community. In our ceremonies, we have talks. And we let the spirits in the forest know that our intentions are to go out there and harvest the walrus geese. After the deer presents himself to us and gives us that shot, we ask for forgiveness for taking this life, and we also speak of how it's going to benefit our loved ones and our family through the feasting and the usage of its hide and its weas, its meat. I don't think anybody likes to see a spirit leaving, but then we remember that we're Anishinaabe, and this is what we do, and this is how we live, and we're supposed to do this. We're supposed to be in that circle with that deer and his life. When a person has the ability to hunt, part of that responsibility of hunting is sharing your harvest with the people. We get to hide, and then we get all the different cuts of meat, and everyone else cuts of meat, somebody would like it. That venison, that Wawash Geshi Weas, there's medicine in there. And all the stuff that we don't ingest today, all the natural things, the grasses and all the medicines that grow on the earth, Wawash Geshi, he eats that. We eat him and he gives that to us. So we want to spread that medicine to our community and our elders and give them that original food. Once the hide comes off the deer, the tanning process is begun. The hide can be used for many different applications. Tobacco pouches, moccasins. Those hides are very, very valuable to Ojibwe people and a lot of other native people. Say a baby's gonna be born. We make their first moccasins out of that buckskin that we just tanned up. Or a wedding's gonna happen. A gift is gonna be made out of that to represent that new life with their partner. I work a lot with velvet and buckskin. When velvet was first introduced here in the 1700s, you know, it became a big part of our dress around Ojibwe territory, Anishinaabe territory. That represents a time when our art was at its most fantastic and glorious. That's when every family did it. And today there's only a handful of people left that do that. That role here as Ojibwe people, it's an important role. We're the keepers of the natural world. And so it's our job to maintain this traditional lifestyle for our families and for our reservation, for our elders and for our babies. Without it, we wouldn't know who we are, we wouldn't know where we come from.